Listen, I like knowing that my coffee isn't terrible quality, that my beef isn't from some farm that failed a health inspection, and that front squats are a better option for me if back squats have made my ass huge. Having some details like these is great, but it's gone too far. I don't need to know everything. I don't need everything broken down and then taken apart, and then each individual cog in the wheel explained to me. Maybe you're the same. I don't want to choose my coffee beans in a cafe and then wait 20 minutes while they grind them perfectly, heat the water to the perfect temperature, and then offer me 4 different types of milk and 3 different types of sugar. I don't want to sit through an hour-long podcast or a YouTube video where they discuss one specific muscle in my forearm, or where they argue whether 10 milligrams or 15 milligrams a day of zinc is best, and also why zinc picolinate is better than zinc oxide. Just give me my damn coffee and give me a bullet point on zinc. The same way hipsters have overcomplicated coffee and beer, the same thing is happening now with health and fitness. Things are being broken down into too many parts, so we think it's more complicated than it is. And it's all invariably delivered by an arrogant, smug guy with a big beard and probably tattoos. Hipsters need to stop. Speaking of coffee, a friend of mine was once served a deconstructed coffee where he essentially had to grind the beans and brew the coffee himself at the table with all the various tools they'd given him. He just wanted a cup of coffee. Today, I am reconstructing things for you. I want to reverse the hipsterization of health and fitness. I want to put all these broken up pieces back together again for you to present you with the only 4 areas of your life you need to get right if you're trying to get in shape after 40. Yeah, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, helping non-hipsters only today over 40 to get in shape fitter, slimmer, healthier and handsomer without turning life upside down or deconstructing things to the nth degree. If that is the kind of advice that you need in your life, do please subscribe and also check the links in the description for various free guides and ways of working with me too. So why this rant about hipsters? Well, my social media feeds are still full of wee videos of bearded men on podcasts talking about this one supplement or this one exciting study that discovered that a cold shower temperature of 5 degrees is 16% better than a cold shower at 4 degrees. Make it stop. Then I see posts about you have to read these 15 books on men's health if you want to get in shape. Who has the time to read 15 books? Give me a few bullet points, I'm busy. Then I see YouTube videos of over an hour explaining how to do biceps curls. That can be a gif. A 3-second gif is enough. This type of information leaves us on fool's errands as guys over 40 when we just want to get in shape. We end up believing we have to have strategies for optimizing 4 different hormones and take 15 different supplements and include dozens of specific foods in our diets. And then we overthink our workout programs to avoid wasting time. We end up staying in research mode, trying to build the perfect strategy, or we chop and change what we do every week based on something new that we've read or watched that tells us that we must do it. The thing is, people want attention online and they don't get that by announcing, you know what, you're doing okay, mate, crack on. They get attention by convincing you you're doing it all wrong and you need to listen to them for as long as they want to speak to you so that you can get it right. So let me be the one to say, if you're listening to this podcast because you're already trying to take better care of yourself and you're already trying to build a workout habit and you're more conscious of what you're eating and you're learning how to balance healthy and fun stuff in your life and you're trying to sleep better and lower your stress, then you know what, mate? You're doing all right. Let's crack on. So what I'm going to do today is give you the only 4 things you need to make sure you're doing amongst all the hundreds of tiny details that you are bombarded with online to be safe in the knowledge that everything else that you hear and see is just noise. Interesting noise at times, don't get me wrong, but it's all minor stuff compared to the major stuff you're probably already trying to nail. Let's start with workouts. Are you working on your aerobic fitness, either with brisk walks or 45 minutes-ish in total across the week on cardio machines in the gym? If yes, crack on. Keep pushing yourself a little bit each week though. And are you training with weights for around 2 hours a week, hitting each muscle group at least a couple of times, tracking your reps and your weights, stopping just short of complete failure in most of your exercises, and taking your reps nice and slow and controlled? If so, happy days, you're doing it right. Are you also including around 10 minutes a week of our Running for a Bust fitness, where you're getting your heart rate up to a quite uncomfortable level, but very briefly, and then backing right off to recover and then going again? If you're fitting in all three of those kinds of training in some way, most weeks, you are ahead of the game. You can block out all the other noise. Moving on to diet. Are you basing your meals on the protein source first and then adding carbs and fruit and vegetables instead of starting with a big pile of cereal or bread or pasta or rice and potatoes and muffins with just a wee bit of meat and fish and vegetables? If so, perfect. And are you aiming for around 120 grams a day of protein while drinking tons of water and limiting alcohol and junk food to weekends only? I hope so. And if so, keep at it. Again, ignore all the noise around superfoods and diets. You're doing it right already. Now, what about supplements? If you spend any time online, you'll come away with a list as long as your arm of things that you must take to avoid imminent death. Let's dial it back a wee bit. Are you taking just a few supplements that you know work for you and you know are great for slightly older fellas, for hormone balance, for sleep and energy, instead of taking maybe a dozen different things because you read they were good for something? If so, good going. Things like zinc, magnesium and vitamin D are great for testosterone and sleep for guys like us. Everything else is really only if you need it and you feel any different from taking it. Fish oil works great for me for my joints, so I take 5 milliliters a day. B vitamins did nothing, so I don't take B vitamins and I'm still alive. And based on blood tests, I've taken other things in a short-term basis just to get me back on an even keel. But supplements should be supplementing your healthy habits. If you're sculling 20 pills a day like someone on TV trying to overdose, then you're on the wrong track. Either way, take most of any supplement claims with a pinch of salt. Low sodium salt. Haha. And then finally, the fourth area to get right is your all-round lifestyle. So do you find time each week to just be in silence with your own thoughts, whether that's getting out for a walk, or during your commute, or sitting somewhere for a while just to untangle all the knots in your brain? It's so awesome. You can safely ignore anything you read about mindfulness, about meditation, about getting up at 5 a.m. to work on your journaling. For me, a to-do list, a grocery list, and a workout plan are really the only lists a man needs in life anyway. Now with sleep, are you also giving yourself a chance to get enough of it by getting to bed at a decent time and getting rid of distractions around bedtime, like phones, light, noise, alcohol, or snacks that might give you indigestion? If so, you've literally already nailed all the main sleep hacks that you need to know and work on. Everything else around this over-analysing of sleep stats, beating yourself up when your Fitbit tells you you got 15% less deep sleep last night, that's all unnecessary. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep working on the fundamentals of sleep and stress management. Believe me, you are probably getting a lot more right than wrong right across your workouts, your diet, your supplements, and your lifestyle than the online hipsters will have you believe. That was actually very cathartic. Thank you for being my therapist today and listening to me vent a wee bit about hipsters. To be honest, I think it's better for me mentally just to delete Instagram and all those wee kind of short video apps from my phone. I know the brightest minds in Silicon Valley have worked on how to lock me into wasting as much time as possible online. And it really annoys me that they're winning. But I can't tell you the last time that I learned something useful from all my scrolling, or I was glad that I just stared gormlessly at my phone for half an hour. So I would encourage you to ignore the hipsters. Ignore anyone who is trying to make something overly complicated or trying to convince you that this one tiny cog in the wheel is the absolute key to being fit and healthy as you get older. As long as you're on track and working on majoring in the majors with those four areas I just covered, you are doing great. You are on the right track. Just get your blinkers on and keep going and block out the noise. Remember to check the links in the description if you'd like to work one-on-one with me for 4 or 12 weeks. If you're struggling to nail even those basics in those four areas all by yourself, having me in your corner for a while could well help you stay on track for long enough to eventually get it all working on autopilot. But again, I'll chat to you next week, mate. Take care.